And we never trust the system. Never trust the system. And we know that we will never can tell a lie as a band to people.
With Three Snakes and One Charm, the next offering from the Black Crowes, put out on the American label in 1996, they continued the progression or regression, whichever way you care to look at it. The Stones' presence here was all but a memory. Now we were hearing something that sounded a lot like vintage Allman Brothers. The strongest tracks are Under a Mountain and Good Friday, which are soulful and tough, without being heavy or mean. The band flirts with psychedelic jams. Live versions of the songs became even longer and more freeform and stretched out. Coming shortly after a near implosion thanks to Chris and Rich Robinson's heated sibling rivalry, Three Snakes and One Charm had all the makings of a classic rock and roll record. Only the timing was apparently wrong on this one. Amorica's experimentation with sound had, unfortunately, instead of winning new fans, caused some to turn away. This new disc could have been the Black Crowes' comeback album, but nearly disappeared in all the hype about what really constituted the music that they were representing. Thankfully, though, Three Snakes and One Charm was remastered 2 years after it was first released. This provided the album with a new lease of life, and it found the success and acclaim it deserved. The psychedelic trappings of Amorica are stripped away so that all that remains are some pretty melodies, the kind that had always previously been buried under loud guitars and even louder vocals. Songs like Good Friday, Bring On, Bring On and Girl from a Pawn Shop show off a more tender, humanistic side to the Crowes. Not to worry though, a smattering of the old blues shouters still remain for the diehard rockers amongst you, with numbers such as Under a Mountain, Nebuchadnezzar and Blackberry. In spite of the bad press and sales that greeted this album, Three Snakes and One Charm further established the clever songwriting that has always permeated the Black Crowes' work. Although this album was reviled by some on initial release, it was better received second time around, and rightly so, as Three Snakes is a great album. While this disc is jammier and looser than other Crowes affairs, the songs are full of emotion. It's similar in style, albeit in a stripped-down way, to Amorica, and like that album, it showcases the band's divergent styles and influences. However, Three Snakes contains decidedly more warmth and vitality. The songs here feature sprawling arrangements, but the interplay between Rich and Chris Robinson is still the focus. This album comes highly recommended, especially with the inclusion of its bonus tracks Just Say You're Sorry and Mellow Down Easy, both of which rank among the best Crowes numbers to date. Go Faster and Go Tell the Congregation, the standout tracks on By Your Side, out on the American label in 1998, mark a return to hard blues roots. Chris Robinson's soul crooning combined with Rich Robinson's blues guitar, both interplaying with Stax soul organ grooves, plus Dirty Dozen horns and female gospel singers, together provide the perfect recipe for a return to earlier form. Many critics applauded this as the best American rock album in ages, making you realise the scarcity of real rock and roll bands out there today. Chris Robinson's melodies are very focused and musical, and the guitars and rhythm section are the real meat. One strong song follows another on this CD, and they all are to the point without any unnecessary fillers. The backup vocals in the gospel R&B style give great counterpoint melodies to Chris's lead vocal. When Horsehead starts, it melts the turntable, blaring stoplight hip-hop. If you're sick of buying remastered 70s favourites because there isn't much happening in rock right now, check out this CD and it will renew your faith that there's life after Bonham, Jones and Bolin,